Hi. Here's Masechet Kinim, third parak, the fourth Mishnah, with a warning. I've come to understand this Mishnah differently than any explanation that I'm aware of. And I'm here presenting my understanding, since I believe that it's clear, and then you may consider the many other standard ways of reading this Mishnah, and I believe that you will then be in a better position to appreciate each of those readings. So first, let me just read the Mishnah. Chatas va'ola stuma v'mefereshes. So a bird that's supposed to be used as a chatas, which if you recall is to be brought below the chutasikra on the mizbeach, and a bird that's supposed to be brought as an ola, which is supposed to be above the chutasikra on the mizbeach, and a stuma, which is a pair of birds that are entangled, where one of them should be brought as the chatas and the other as the ola, either way. U'mefereshes, and a mefereshes, which is a pair of birds where somehow one of them was declared to be the chatas and the other was declared to be the ola, and they've gotten mixed together. So technically they shouldn't be used at all. However, we're in the perek of the Kohen who didn't ask what's going on, and he has a box of all of these six birds together. Asa kulan lamala, he puts them all above the chuta sikra on the mizbeach. Mexa kosher or mexa pasul. So what are the ones that are kosher? The ola was supposed to be above the mizbeach, and one of the two stuma birds was supposed to be above the chuta sikra on the mizbeach, and one of the two mefereshes birds was supposed to be above the chuta sikra on the mizbeach, and he puts all of them there. So three of these six birds are kosher, which is half kosher and half pasul. Kulan lamata, he brings all six of these birds underneath the chuta sikra on the mizbeach. Again, mexa kosher or mexa pasul. Which half are these that are kosher? They are the three chatases of the six birds. The chatas per se, the chatas of the stuma, and the chatas of the mefereshes, because both the mefereshes birds are being brought below. And then comes this very strange clause, the seif of the Mishnah, so-called, v'hi mitchaleket b'neihen. And that's really going to form the core of what I'd like to try to explain. So, just to remember, it may look simple, this example, even the hi mitchaleket b'neihen, that a stuma is a pair of birds and that's somehow divided between them for them to go into partnership. But just recall this bulky and clumsy example that we just had in the previous Mishnah, the third Mishnah of the third Perek, which said, Achad lezu, Shnayim lezu, Shalosh lezu, V'eser lezu, U'meah lezu. That's right. And from that example, we should already be very cautious about examples, since we've learned that we have to do homework. That is to look carefully at the Mishnah's example and the exact language of the Mishnah, and maybe to try to do some of our own examples to prove that we understand what's going on. So back to our Mishnah for today, the fourth Mishnah of the third Perek. It says, Chatas v'odo stuma u'mefereshes. So we know what each of these are, and we know they got mixed together, and we know the Kohen did not ask, what are these six birds? And he brought them all to the Mizbeach. Okay. Asa kula lamala, half kosher and half posel. He brings all of them above, half are kosher. All the olas are good. Kula namata, he brings all of them below. Three half of them are good. Simple, straightforward enough, but that always seems to be the way of the first half of any Mishnah. And now it says, chetzi lamala v'chetzi lamata, ein kosher eda stuma. Half above and half below, they're only the number kosher as the stuma, of which there are two birds in a stuma, not the two birds of the stuma. It doesn't say Ela ha-stuma, it says Ela stuma. And two birds brought are valid in the worst cases we're about to see, but it's not necessarily the two birds of the stuma pair. Nevertheless, the language stuma is always including one valid chatas and one valid ola. Okay? So when it says Eilestuma, it says Ein kosher Eilestuma, there are only as many kosher as you would find in a stuma pair, which is one chatas and one ola, v'hi mitchaleket b'neihem. And two birds which are valid, one chatas and one ola, that validity is divided between these women in order for them to go into proper partnership to buy the four remaining birds that they have to do to make sure that they fulfill their obligation. And this is since we want a guarantee that each woman has accomplished her respective obligation, we have to look at all four cases that are the in order to understand what that partnership is going to be. And this is where I come out very different, because most of them, unfortunately, seem to see that these Chatas, Olda, Stuma, Mefreshes are somehow among two women. And I'm going to try to look at it as if there are four women. So back to our Mishnah for today, the fourth Mishnah of the third Perek of Maseches Kinim. Chatas v'Olda v'Stuma Mefereshes. We have six birds. One bird that's to be used as a Chatas, one that's to be used as an Olda. Stuma, which is two birds, one of which is a Chatas and one is the Olda, and we don't care which is which. And a Mefereshes, which is a mixed up pair of birds. One was supposed to be a Chatas and one was supposed to be an Olda. And since they're identical, we don't know which is which. And if we had known beforehand, we would never use either of them. And all of these six birds were mixed together. And then, given this is the parak we're in, the Kohen did not ask what they were. And unintentionally, without realizing what's happened, in this case, he brings all of them to the Mizbeach. Asakul on the Mala, he brings them all as Ola. So the Olas are kosher, okay? And the Chatases are pasul. And which is to say that the Ola itself and the Ola of the Stuma and the Ola of the Mefereshes are kosher. Kulan Lamata, he brings them all as Chatases, Maxa Kashra, Maxa Pasal. So the Chatas is kosher, and the Chatas of the Stuma is kosher, and the Chatas of the Mefereshes is kosher. Simple and straightforward enough, but that always seems to be the way of the first half of any Mishnah. Now, the second half of the Mishnah. Chetzi Lamala v'chetzi Lamata, he brings three of these six birds above the Chuta Sikra, the Mizbeach, as Ola, v'chetzi Lamata, and he brings the other three of these birds as below the Chuta Sikra on the Mizbeach as a Chatas, and Ein Kosher Eile Stuma, and there aren't any that are valid except for Stuma, which are two birds. Not Hastuma, not the two birds of the Stuma of the original six, but two birds are valid in the worst case. Okay? And the language Stuma always is including one valid Chatas and one valid Ola. So again, just to note, it doesn't say Ela Hastuma, it says Ela Stuma. Okay, and kosher, except for two birds, which is one, there was a valid chatas and a valid ola of these birds that were brought half above and half below the chuta sikra mizbeach. But he and those two birds which are valid, mitchaleket b'nehem, are divided in credits between the women, so that they go into partnership to replace somehow the four birds that are missing. And the four birds are missing are clearly two chatases and two oldas have to be brought. Now, there are five different worst-case ways that only two birds are valid. And there's no other way where you bring half of the birds above and half below the Mizbeach that there are less than two birds are valid. And since we want to guarantee that each woman has accomplished her respective obligation, we have to look at all five cases in order to understand how to divide the cost of the four fixing birds that they may buy in partnership. So let's look at it. We have case one, where the Chatas was brought above as an Ola, and the Ola was brought below as a Chatas. The Stuma was brought, and those are both valid. And the Mefereshes was brought, and according to the Mishnah that we had before, that if I have a Chatas and an Ola, and I bring half above and half below, they're all left to die, so those are invalid. So here I have two valid birds and four invalid birds. Another case, Chatas was brought above? Incorrect. Ola was brought below? Incorrect. A stuma bird, of the two stuma birds, was brought above, so that's a good ola. And a mefereshes bird, of two mefereshes birds, was brought below, that's a good chatas. Again, two valid, four invalid. Next case, chatas and ola were brought respectively incorrectly. Mefereshes and stumas switches, but again, since both mefereshes are brought as ola, one of them is valid, and since both stumas are brought below, one of them is valid. Chatas is brought above, and ola is brought above. The ola is good, the chatas is no good. The stumas are brought below, so the chatas of the stuma is valid, and the mefereshes are brought one above and one below, so like we learned up here, they're both invalid. Or alternatively, the chatas and ola are brought below, the chatas is valid, the stuma is invalid, the ola is invalid, the two stuma birds are brought above, so one of them is valid as an ola and the other is not, and the two mefereshes again are brought one above and one below. So how do they have to go into partnership to fix this? Well, if we have four women, then the woman who brought the chatas, in this case, she still has to bring a chatas because her chatas wasn't brought. The woman who's responsible to bring an ola, she has to bring an ola in this case because her ola was brought improperly. The stuma in this case doesn't have to do anything, and the owner of the mefereshes birds has to bring two more birds, one as a chatas and an ola. In the next case, the woman who brought the chatas, her chatas was brought as an ola, she has to bring a new bird. The woman who brought the ola, her ola was brought as a chatas, so she has to bring a new bird. The woman who brought the stuma pair, one of her birds was valid, but the other wasn't. And the woman who brought the mefereshes pair, one of her birds was valid and the other wasn't. Next case, the woman who brought the chatas bird, hers was brought as an ola, she still has to bring her chatas. Okay? The woman who brought the ola, her ola bird was brought as a chatas, so she still has to bring a bird. The woman who brought the pair of stuma birds, well, both of them were brought as chatases, so one of them is good, but the other isn't, so she still has to bring one bird. And the woman who brought the mefereshes birds, one of them is good, the chatas, and she still has to bring another bird as an ola. Continuing, next case, the woman who brought a chatas, her chatas was brought as an ola, sorry. The woman who brought an ola, it was brought correctly, she's good. The woman who brought the pair of stuma birds, hers were both brought as chatases, so one of them is good. And the woman who brought the mefereshes birds, again, as in the case above, we understand that both of them were invalid, so she has to bring two birds. The last case is, the two stuma birds are brought above, so one of them is good. The two mefereshes birds are still messed up, so none of them are good. The chatas was brought as a chatas, but the ola was brought incorrectly. So the woman who was supposed to bring a chatas, she doesn't have any to bring anything. The woman who brought her ola, she still has to bring an ola. The woman who brought her stuma bird still has to bring one. And the woman who brought the mefereshes bird still has to bring two. So, what's the result? What's the total? Okay. We have four, and eight. If you divide those, that means that the woman who brought the chatas, she has to bring one-fifth of the partnership. The woman who brought the ola has to bring one-fifth of the partnership. The woman who brought the stuma, she has to bring one-fifth of the partnership. But the woman who brought the mefereshes has to bring two-fifths of the partnership. He mitchaleket beinehem is not an even division if you understand that there are four women. However, now when you go back and look at the way various mefarshim have looked at this Mishnah, you will see that basically they primarily say there are two women. Some of them say the chatas, ola, and stuma was one woman, and the mefereshes was one woman. Some of them say the mefereshes and the stuma was one woman, the chatas and ola was a different woman. Since they read this Mishnah differently, they come to a very different chart. They would all technically agree that this is possible, but in terms of the validity, they sometimes come to different divisions. So, it's not that scary, and this part isn't that complicated to understand. But I had difficulty with some of them, Afforshim. I hope you're more successful than I am in understanding all of them. Thank you.